Ooh. Pizza Hut Premium Club members enter to win a VIP experience to Jeff Frockworthy, an evening of comedy. The Target Center.
Sweet. Are you going to go?
Ooh. Opportunities include a meet and greet.
A mutant greet?
A meet and greet, you know?
You're going
to
greet
like meet him and shake his hand and everything and stab him in the throat with a ballpoint pen? Who's a redneck now, motherfucker? And with that, hey everybody.
Oh, hi, Adis.
What? Brian?
Oh, hi.
Bow?
I just flew in and boy is my butt sore.
I'm so glad you're back, dude.
I have butt sores. I hope you don't mind.
It's fine.
I have butt sores.
Oh, yeah? You wearing the little face mask thing?
That's right. It's the Spy vs. Pi podcast for January 1st, 2008.
Yay! Wait, what?
What day is it today? The 25th?
Yeah, man, you've been gone a long time.
I have. And this is, wow.
Cool. You haven't been on since the 18th.
Yikes, a week off?
Isn't that wild?
Man, I'm all rejuvenated.
That's good.
I'm the rejuver king. So it's 25th of April, 2007. I've been away a week. Yeah. I went to the Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco.
Was it a profitable trip, dollar-wise?
Not particularly, but...
You gonna write it off?
Yes. We took the train down, which is reasonably priced. Takes a long time, but it's reasonably priced. And it was like a 26 to 30-hour trip. I think it was like a Dean trip on the way down.
Does that name ring a bell to you? Nope.
That used to mean something to me too.
No,
but not anymore.
I was like, hey, whoever, what are you doing? Nothing. Well, you want to co-host the show? I don't know. It's been kind of a hard week for me, and I'm not really feeling it.
I don't know if I can spare 20 minutes to sit down and chat about bullshit.
Yeah, I know. It's like so hard.
Shit.
Yep. Twist that arm. So. I said, all right, I'm not the kind of dude to talk people into things, so...
Definitely not.
In the future, when you're kicking yourself in the ass for not doing it, that's for me.
Yeah, you should have told him he could have promoted something.
Oh, well, obviously. I mean, what else is there?
I know.
That's all we do.
Yeah. I sold some comics, though. Yeah.
Go on.
I sold some comics, but not enough to recoup the cost of the trip. Ooh. But that's okay. I mean, whoever does that, not anyone that I know of.
Probably that Goldberg guy. What's his name? Jonah Goldberg?
Oh, the mouse guy?
Yeah, the Tasty Friends or whatever he does there.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, he rips off everyone's stuff. Everyone's all
Twitter
about it. Oh,
everyone's talking about that shit, and I kind of haven't really been following, but everyone and the ape was talking about it, and I don't know who it is. But
it's a lot of beans, man. It's a lot of stuff.
He's ripping off people's shit and making money off it?
Oh, making a ton, hand over fist. They got, oh, yeah, it's crazy. They have people working for him and whatnot.
How does he get away with it?
I don't know.
And how can we get away with it?
Well, see, it's like already the dumbest shit to begin with.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anyone gets that.
Like, isn't he, like, ripping off, like, directly, like, tracing designs for Threadless and stuff?
Yeah. No! You get cake after the talking show, as per our original agreement. It's a tagline if I ever heard one.
Spy versus Spy. You'll get cake after the talking show, as per our pre-arranged agreement.
That's right.
Since 2006.
That's right.
So what'd I miss?
Oh, around here, nothing. Everyone was there. You hung out with the whole audience.
I'll listen to the show and find out what I missed.
The favorite thing that I missed, that something happened, the thing I liked that happened, that I heard about, was someone saying, ain't you Tom McHenry from Tom Kennedy Studios.
Yes.
That's probably the best tale of the entire adventure.
It might be. That was Lars Brown. He did a pin-up for Job Goblin number 3.
Really?
And I got to meet him, and we had lunch with him. And, introduced him to Tom. Well, this is Tom. And then he looks at the little neck tag. No. Lanyard? Paste? The little box that he was holding on his chest.
Right.
And he goes, oh, Tom McHenry. I was like, Tom McHenry Studios. Oh, wow. He was making, like, podcast jokes, and it was really kind of putting me off. Not putting me off, but, like, it's just because the only people who ever make podcast jokes to me are people that I know, right. I guess. And so it was weird meeting somebody who had, like, heard a bunch of it and knew all this stuff. Like, he walks up behind me. I'm at someone's table, and he walks up behind me. He's like,
recommend that.
And I was like, what the? What the, had the?
Oh, I bet you got a boner all quick. You're like, Phil's here. And then, no,
it wasn't. Me. It was not to be. Nope. I had to quell that boner.
Yeah.
I had to pinch it off. I had to pinch it off and then start peeing.
You make a little balloon animal?
But because it was erect, there wasn't really much to work with, so I ended up just peeing my pants, which is the other response that will happen when I meet Phil one day.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be juicy, I suppose.
I'm gonna pee someone's pants. Better
I wonder
be
how it's gonna happen, man. It seems like you know, the worst laid plans are just as bad as the best laid plans, really.
I guess.
So, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll work it out. Spy vs. Pie road trip. What do you think?
Something, man. You just start heading this way gradually, and I'll just start heading that way.
Well, something that we were talking about, which we don't really need to be discussing on the show, but what the fuck?
Oh, you know, I haven't talked yet.
Hey, who wants to talk about our travel plans?
Hey, why not?
No, we were talking about SBX in the fall.
Yeah.
And the potentiality of me going out that towards.
Really?
And hopping on a train with those guys.
Whoa.
And training it up from there. That might be kind of fun, huh?
That's pretty thrilling.
So, and
what is SBX anyway? Is that a
Small Press Expo?
Okay, so what's the difference between that and the Alternative Press Expo? Doesn't alternative also mean small?
In the Alternative Press Expo, Superman is bad.
Okay.
And then, because it's alternative.
Sure.
It's Earth.
Yellow Flash.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
There's all sorts of DC jokes to be made that I don't know because I never read any of those comics.
So Ape is DC and SBX is Marvel, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly
right.
What I'm saying.
That was easy.
No. West Coast versus East Coast? I don't know. SBX is a little bigger. And I think more of the big names tend to show up to that one, but whatever.
The big
think,
small names, right? I mean, it's not even
exactly.
Big names of tiny names.
Well, Kachalka is kind of a big name.
What? It is. It barely fits in the mouth. It always sounds like people are vomiting when they say it.
I bought his new Superfuckers issue. And it's good.
Hey, did you meet Scott Pilgrim?
I did. Turns out he's Korean.
Man, I'm let down that's not Autobio. I thought that dude was living the life, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I met... I met that Brian Lee O'Malley guy and his Hope Larson. And
O'Malley doesn't sound particularly... you know.
Asian?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Then what's the deal?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a way to find out, but it's one of those things you don't really ask. I guess I could have. I could have been like, hey, how come you ain't got no Asian name like me?
Yeah. You could switch up to Flaherty, dude.
O'Flaherty.
Right.
O'Flaherty Hand.
Then you wouldn't have to change up the Brian F. You know, you could.
Dan Hanrahan update?
Well, I got nothing. Oh, I don't know. We should call him.
No, I was asking the audience. Anyone know anyone Dan Hanrahan?
Did you get on it yet? It's been 80 shows, dudes.
Yeah, come on. I know there's someone doing research out there. Just give us an update on how you're doing on it. You know, we don't expect that you're going to have the full life story of Dan Hanrahan at this point, but
no, just a memo.
You should let us know where you're at in the process, in the process.
So we know, you know, if we can assign any other projects or if, like, you know, if you got too much of a workload. If we're working you guys too hard, just let us know.
Yeah, if you need an extension on the deadlines, we can probably work that out, you know?
Or if, you know, if you're having troubles keeping up and you feel like you want to bring some people in on your assignments, you know? If you want to bring some more people on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Outsource it to other audience members
Absolutely.
Of other podcasts?
Absolutely. If you want to call other shows, leave audio comments with our questions for you to see if their audience... Oh, man.
Yeah, nice. I like where that's going.
Oh, that's a pyramid scheme of information, man.
Yes, it is. It's why we were invented.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
dude, I've been working on this rectangle scheme.
No, sorry. Yeah, how does that work?
Oh, it's great. Like, you send me a dollar.
Okay.
And then I send someone else a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
Do you know how I'm going to capitalize on that? I'm going to send you a Canadian dollar.
Whoa. That's smooth.
Yeah.
I knew there'd be an angle.
And then we're going to keep doing it, and eventually I'm going to steal all the half pennies, and then I'll be a millionaire.
Half penny?
Yep, it's like Richard Pryor.
What?
Superman 3?
Brewster's Millions?
Yeah.
Is that what he did? He turned his $1 million into half pennies and then...
And then he beat somebody to death with them. Imagine dropping $1 million worth of half pennies.
Right.
Wait. Half? Yeah. Onto a guy.
All at once?
Yep.
With my bare hands or like from a tub?
From a dump chub.
Oh. Not just like pulling them out of my pockets as fast as I can. Like
out of a spigot. Out of,
with a, you a open fire hose?
Yes. That's the way to do it.
Oh, man. That'd be just chilly.
I thought you would like to know that in San Francisco, the best cup of coffee I had came from a place called Phil's.
That's great.
It's awesome. And it's a place where they...
the guy from Murphy Brown?
I think so. Okay. it was our last day, and we did our train didn't leave till like 10 at night, so we had the whole day to kill.
Right.
And the Chitama people left at like noon or 2 or something, so we had like a lot of time. And we tried to go see a movie.
Real draggy, bad time. No Chitamas.
I know. Well, it turned out to be not that bad, but it would have been better with them.
That's
but
we cut
tried.
Them,
we tried
Brian.
To. Yeah, we tried to go see a movie, and the power went out in the theater.
I've had that happen before.
Really?
Yeah.
I've basically never heard of that happening, and it's so funny. Like the staff was there's not a big staff because it was matinee times, but they were like all freaking out. They were so stressed out, running around like trying to do stuff, and we were like, oh, all right.
Did you see any of the movie?
Well, no, because the movie didn't start. Like the power went out before our movie was about to start, so we never got in. They gave us a bunch of free shit. They were like, here, have some free popcorn on us. And do you want butter on that? Oh, we can't because the butter pump is electric. And you want to buy that soda pop? You can't because we can't ring it up. So just have it.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got some free stuff and hung out and ate some popcorn and waited for the power to come back on, and it kind of didn't. So we just ended up leaving. We were gonna go see Hot Fuzz, which everyone was seeing and said it was awesome, and we're like, all right, let's go see it, and we never got a chance.
That's fair.
We didn't do that, and it was weird because we were sitting up. The theater was on like the 5th floor of this brand new, like, skyscraper mall, and. So we were sort of up really high on one of the top floors where the theater was, and we're like, oh, power's out. Oh, man, this is like that zombie movie where the mall turns into a zombie haven. And
zombie
we were talking about what we'd do if, like, all the zombies started coming out, because we're on the top floor.
Sure.
Or pretty close, and it's like, there's not really anywhere to go, you know, and there's, you know, we're trying to figure that out. So we're, and then we walked around, and we looked down, like, over the sort of glass ledge kind of thing up in the balcony kind of deal, and we looked down, and the rest of the mall has its power. People are just going about their business, just like normal. We're like, it just felt so weird. You kind of expected, like, the whole mall, or, like, maybe the whole block, or the whole city, or the whole country was, like, out of power. Like, just kind of goes to show how non-aware you can be sometimes.
Well, I had a similar experience. I went to see the movie Strange Days, and I got up to the point where they say that, like, the world's going to end or whatever, and then, bam, the movie cuts out. And I'm thinking that it's, like, for dramatic effect in the movie.
They turn all the lights out everywhere.
Well,
I guess there aren't any lights on.
It's dark in there, so I thought it was just, like, a dark part of the movie, and then it's like, oh, this has been going on for 15 minutes. Like, so then I left, and, you know, the theater completely dark, so everyone's all like, you know?
Yeah.
And that whole side of the street, all the way down that side of Santa Cruz, was off. But across the street, everything was on. So I eventually went and saw the movie again, so I got to see the first, like, fucking 20 minutes again. So that was kind of weird. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Well, the good news is, if the movie was shitty, you can be like, oh, well, it didn't.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. I did end up going back, but this wasn't it.
Good thing that was the best movie you ever saw.
Oh, man, I know. No, it was kind of like if the Degrassi kids made like some kind of Total Recall movie or something, you know? It was like,
yeah.
All right.
Hey. So, okay, so then anyway, we didn't see the movie, and then we ended up hanging out with Jen Wang. Do you know Jen Wang?
Jen Wang. Square Cat?
Whatever. Sure, why not?
No, I don't know. I was just a guess.
She's a friend of Steve's. And
Steve Wang?
She does art and stuff over there. So he phoned her up, and she's like, sure, let's go for lunch. I'll take you around. So she took us to like a different neighborhood, and we went and had some nice Thai food and walked around different kind of neighborhood and saw some more of San Francisco besides downtown, which is really cool.
That's cool.
And then she took us to a couple of coffee joints. And
a couple?
Yeah, well, I had a coffee at one and a beer at the other. It was like coffee / you know, bar / kind of fiction place.
Okay.
Well, anyway, but the Phil's place.
Yeah.
It fucking blew my mind, dude. They make everything. They make every coffee by the cup. They don't put on a pot. They don't put on a espresso. It's like ground beans in those little drip filter setups. What do you call those? Those, and they make each cup individually, and it's so good. And they have like 18 different blends that, and the guys are all super enthusiastic about their coffee, and it's like one of the best cups of coffee I've ever had.
Super enthusiastic at a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's kind of a rare thing, isn't it?
I suppose so.
What do you want? But yeah, it was amazing.
That's cool. It sounds good.
Yeah,
was the price right?
Yeah, it was, I mean, what was it, like, I don't know, $3 or something for a cup of coffee, which is, you know, it's a little pricey for a cup of coffee, but if you think about going to a Starbucks or something like that.
Right. Well, there's the labor, the novelty, the San Francisco.
Yeah, but,
the America.
Man, so good. Oh, God, like, just amazing. And they put the cream and sugar in for me. They're like, you want cream and sugar? Like, yeah, sure. And the guy, like, it's like, you want it, like, you know, medium? Do you want it sweet, not too sweet? I'm like, I don't know, let's try medium. And he did it up. And like, try that out. And it was like, it was just the best. It was so good.
Nice. Coffee waiter. That's, you know.
And they have all, they had like a whole row of those little cone filter chip things.
Yeah.
I think I had a name for them like 2 weeks ago, but I've forgotten what I used to call them.
Okay.
But they had like a whole row of them, and they're making like a whole bunch at once, pouring hot water in and stirring them all up and stuff. And
oh,
takes a little while because, you know, it's got a.
I thought you said they made them one at a time.
Well, individually, but efficiency's sake, they have to. They can have a couple on the go.
Well, what's the difference?
Each one is lovingly handcrafted.
Yeah.
And individually numbered.
Sounds like similar to me.
It sounds like the Franklin Mint.
Yeah, totally.
The Mint. Franklin gosh darn Mint.
Franklin sweet.
Dude, hey, there's a Franklin cherry.
I have a brief fooding it up for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's.
Oh, dude, I can do like a whole tomorrow show will be all fooding it up, okay?
Okay, I can dig that. Well, I don't want to taint that show with this, because this is just, I don't know.
With your taint?
Yeah. This is along the same lines of like, bread with butter.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I didn't.
Sorry about that, too. I know you haven't listened to any shows that, you know, a couple that I did while you were gone, but I'm sorry about the stuff I said on the list, too.
All right.
But,
Brain Dish is so great.
Hey.
He gets to go. Oh.
Is that me or John Hill?
I don't know.
Tune in and find out last week. So the bread and the butter is like, it's like that. You take, here's what you take. Okay, this is, all right, okay? You need 3 pieces of raisin bread, okay?
Don't
3.
Have them. I'll go get them. Be right back.
All right.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Put one of them in the toaster.
Okay. Oh, I like where this is going.
Put peanut butter on the other two.
Okay.
Put the toasted one in the middle.
Oh. That's really smart.
It is so good because the peanut butter's melted, but they're soft on the outside and they're crispy on the inside and they're warm.
Oh, my God.
But it's not. It's, oh, man. It's an
How come I've never thought of that before?
It's so fabulous.
The fact that I wish I had thought of it just goes to show how great it is.
It's a toast.
Because all the greatest things are things that I've thought of.
Right. So you can go ahead and take that one, Gary
to the
Oldman.
Bank.
What is that guy's name? Come on. What's that guy's
Who?
Name? The guy.
Goldstein? Oldmans?
Jucius Goldstein.
What?
Jucius. What the fuck? What's his name?
Ezekiel Kefilter?
That's what it is. Come on. What's his name?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know.
It's a horrible man. He must be stopped. So if anyone knows.
You're roboting up on my end. Are you downloading something? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm downloading what that guy's name is.
Okay.
My pipes are very thin. Todd Goldman. Everyone go to Todd Goldman's website and buy a lot of shirts.
Todd Goldman.
But buy him ironically, okay? Go buy that guy's stuff, but buy it ironically so he knows that you're only doing it to screw with him.
Yeah.
Check that little
box.
It's
a cool shirt. Yeah, it's real cool. Yeah.
Be sure to click the radio button for irony there.
We should make shirts that have his name on it. Just his name.
Yeah, and phone number. They actually have a customer service line. I was thinking we could call him up. But
be like, hey,
I don't have any Skype.
Well, how come you haven't stole any of my shit yet? Don't you think I'm
yeah.
good?
I'm not.
What's your problem?
You. Once we get some Skype money over here, I wish I could just have my Yahoo money call my Skype money and just be like, "Hey, here you go."
But oh, okay, yeah.
Nothing works that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
everything's so proprietary. How can there be proprietary money except for in different countries?
Yeah.
And even in Europe, they're trying to get away from that in most places.
Right, right.
You know, they're like, oh, who cares? Money's money.
Just whatever.
Make all the money the same and change your prices. What's so hard about that?
Yeah.
God.
Just wait. Okay.
Hmm?
We'll get there.
Use the same currency. Who cares? Just change what everything's worth.
The USA is working hard to make sure you don't have to worry about conversion anymore. Okay.
By making everyone use the American dollar?
That's right. We'll get there.
I will accept that if you change the colors of the bills so I can tell them apart better.
Yes. We're going to also put Jim Kolchaki guy to draw new money.
Sure. I'm into it. And then can you put hockey guys on the backs of one of them?
Sure.
Maybe like the $5 bill that could be hockey guys?
Yeah.
And then Mounties on the 50?
I think we should print trading cards as money. I think it should be... Hey.
Yeah.
Why
How
not?
About all the money that you have has your own face on it?
It's all mirrors?
Yeah.
Different denominations of foil?
You just put stickers on it. You're like, this is my money.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like, only this guy can use these dollars. And like, so if someone steals all your money, so they're like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
You're not that guy. You can't use this money.
And you have like, to rob guys that look just like you. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
pick
maybe
on someone your own size, right?
That's right. The only crime would be between twins.
Oh, well, I think that's a perfect solution.
I think so. Identity theft no longer. It's all about just no more electronic money, everything back to paper, or, you know, whatever you want to make it out of, physical representations of the money with your own face on it.
I think we should get all the way down to 12 first names and 12 last names, and you can have any combination of those, and then that's it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
Like, who cares? What difference does it make?
Yeah. I mean, like, how many people are you really going to be in a room with where it's like, you're going to be like, you know, and then, let's see, how can I wrangle up
that? Well, it's not as though that can't happen now.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's going to happen. Like, oh, have you met John Smith? Hey, I'm John Smith, too. Oh, well, what do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, who cares?
Let's all be John Smith.
Hey, aren't you the same guy? How can there be two of you, buddy?
Like, so, John Smith Studios?
I think so. Welcome to illustrious Tom McHenry Studios.
That's right.
By the way, everybody.
It's so great. It's so fun.
I saw Tom McHenry this weekend. It was lovely.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. What a guy. What a guy.
He is a fabulous guy. I talked to him on the telemic phone. It was great.
I know. We talked to you lots.
Yeah.
Did you record any of it?
No. Just in my mind.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah. But it's in there.
Yeah. I got pictures of him talking to you on the phone if you want.
Oh, that's great. That's 3D.
And you can see his
time machine as well.
He has hard nipples in them.
Mm-hmm. That's just chest stubble.
It's
just
probably
congregated in the. All right, here's my last. This is it for me. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can take the show to whatever dimension.
No,
you want
no,
to
no,
after
no,
I say this.
No. We're okay.
But here's my last bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Is I'm wondering. Okay, you know, what'd be cool.
Mm.
This is kind of dorky or whatever, geek moment or whatever. But like,
wait.
What is this?
That's not allowed on this show.
It's not our show. No,
we can't have that.
Nothing geeky at all on this show.
No,
ever?
Never, yeah, never. Okay.
Well, here's my thing. Okay. I think it'd be cool if you had like a black hole on your desktop. You know,
just like computer a desktop
spot.
Or actual desk.
No, on the desktop on the screen. This is my idea for a program that
I Windows.
Wish I had.
Yeah, in Windows 3.1.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which is a little spot on the desktop, because I collect shit on my desktop all the time. There's always tons of files, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And I wish I could just drag them all to this little spot on the desktop, and it would put all the flash files in one place, and all the MP3s in another place, and all the...
Mm.
Just tell it where I want all the JPEGs to go and all that stuff, you know, so it automatically sorts everything into predefined folders.
Right, put all music into C/MP3.
And anything that doesn't, like, you know, match the list just goes into, like, this, you know, folder for the program or whatever. It's, like, unsorted, you know?
Sure.
Just so I can just, like, sweep it all off. Just like
that's a great idea. I'm doing that, but I have, like, a folder on my desktop called Music. I have a folder called Art. And I have a folder called Docs. And then I just individually put those into there for sorting for later, which I never sort later. And it just collects, and it's terrible. But, yeah, like, you can kind of do it, but there needs to be one step easier.
Yeah,
that would
be great.
You're right. That would be awesome.
Just be able to just brush it all in there, and then it just
I wonder if that, you know, that kind of thing might already exist.
That's what I'm saying.
It seems like it's the kind of thing that somebody might have thought of already.
I'm not saying, hey, audience, get programming. I'm saying, hey, audience, you heard of that? I want it.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe a guy that we once knew might have known something about it at that time.
Exactly. And now,
as long as it looks like a Mac application.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps. But I'm not sure if he listens to the show. That could have been it. I could have scared him.
He
would
have felt, maybe he felt too much pressure to, like, oh, I have to go back and listen to, like, the last 10 shows.
Yeah, totally. He would have been making all the in jokes from show 12, and I would have been like, what?
That we don't even remember.
Superman's
anymore.
Pal. What? Superman's PayPal.
Nice, nice.
All right, so I'm
Superman's Palatine.
Relegating the mic to you.
No, Brian. No, this is it. I gotta move on. We'll talk more about everything later.
That sounds good.
There's tons more to talk about, so
yeah, totally.
Everyone's gotta stay on the edge of their seats.
That's right.
Because you're gonna hear some stuff that.
Your bated ass breath.
Yeah.
Smells like chum.
Smells like baiting. Can't talk baiting.
All right. Well,
okay.
Take it easy, dude. Have a good
So, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back into my life, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad you're back.
What's up your back?
Eubanks?
What?
It's like it's a game show host. Something Eubanks.
Eubanks?
Yeah. Jamie knows. Jamie's shaking his head right now because I'm so wrong.
Jamie DeGaley?
That's the one.
He's like, I'm in Hollywood. I know all the old game show hosts.
That's right. He needs his studios. We should go record at his studio sometime.
Jamie DeGaley Studios?
Yeah.
Jamie DeGaley Studios.
I think it's a modeling studio, though.
Jamie DeGaley's mustache groomers.
Mustache saddles. What are you saying, Spencer?
That's what you need for mustache rides.
Say that again.
Talking show gonna be done.
Okay, send in your questions, comments. Audio comments, send in all the stuff that you have, send it to spyversuspy@gmail.com, or alternately, gmail@spyversuspy.com, or alternately, com, or alternately, shove it up your butt, or alternately, shove it up my butt, or possibly shove it up both our butts. My penis.
I provided a simple checklist for you to follow. Consider this my gift to you all. First one, moan about your bloody family, because that's unique, isn't it? Facts you don't get on with your family, that's really fucking news to all of us. Please tell me more. Second, describe your presents, because in order of how much they cost, then try to make out that it's the thought that counts and that really my kids are more important than your solid gold helicopter. They weren't more important a few minutes ago and you were bitching about them getting up at 4:30 a.m. were they? For bonus points, complain about the one thing you really wanted that nobody bought you, you ungrateful prick. Third, tell us all about your fucking dinner. Did you have turkey? Or ham, if you're a Yank? What a fucking surprise! Did something go wrong with the dinner? No shit! Was there an argument at the table? What are the fucking chances? Did you have sprouts even though nobody likes them? Well, fuck me. Every Christmas is the same trite old nonsense. We don't really need to hear about yours in explicit detail unless Jesus has personally manifested himself in your roast potatoes. And to be honest, after he appeared in that dog's arse, I think the potatoes to be pretty fucking dull.